With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline, and actually right next to me.
Yeah.
As we speak, AJ Cassavall. First of all, fantastic article today, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was there was quite a bit to write about.
I was about to say, you didn't have very much to write about, so I mean, I don't know where you pulled it out, but were you in Colorado for this past series?
Yeah, I was there, and I've never seen anything like it. It was almost like a different sport. There were times where it kind of felt like basketball, where like team scored and you kind of just roll your eyes.
Here comes another run.
Yeah, another run. But I mean, it was exciting and it was interesting. It's not just the fact that they set the runs record. It was kind of the way that they got there. There were a million different things that happened. There were floods in the outfield inside the park, home
ejections,
runs,
there's everything.
Yeah, it was the craziest series I've ever seen.
And even the people, from what I understand, AJ, that see the Rockies on a daily basis and follow them in Colorado all these years, even they thought this was a crazy series for them. Like, I mean, they had never seen anything quite this crazy, even though there's been a bunch of series like this in Denver over the years.
Yeah, and I got some responses when I talked about how crazy it was, and some of them were just, oh, well, that's Coors. Well, no, it's not.
No.
Coors has been around for a long time, and it's never seen anything like this. So the records that got shattered and the records that got broken, of course the ballpark has some impact, but there was kind of something else at work. I think it was just a combination of some weird moments, some bad pitching, a couple good offenses, and a couple guys breaking out, and it was wild.
I mean, in all of those other games that were record-setting before, and there was a lot of bit of those things that you mentioned, too. Bad pitching, some weird circumstances going on, and that's really what the project. But the thing that I want to get into, because I found it to be, I don't know if it was irony or not, but Hunter Renfro's name gets put in an article about trade deadline, and he just absolutely goes off.
Yeah.
And you know what we've seen is almost like a transition now, right? It was Hunter to start the season, then it was Franmil that kind of overtook him. Now we're back in Hunter's land, and he's pretty much looking like a king right now based on how he swung the bat. Where does that situation sit at?
I think he's an all-star. I think if you look at his numbers and where he ranks among National League outfielders, he's not a starter, but I think there's a case that you can make for Hunter Renfro as an all-star. And
Kirby Yates.
Well, they could both make it, right? I mean, the Padres haven't had a couple all-stars in a long time, but I think there's a case to be made for Renfro, Yates, and maybe even Fernando Tatis. I know he missed a month, but his numbers are unbelievable, and if he keeps putting them up for I don't know when the final teams are announced. He's not going to win the vote, but I think July 1st, if he keeps doing what he's doing, if you're hitting 340, even if you missed a month in the season and playing the shortstop that he's playing, there's a case to be made there too. But back to Renfro, it's not just the power, and the power is really good, and he's, I think, tied for second in the majors in home runs. He's played really good outfield defense too,
really,
which
good.
The Padres have needed, because they don't have a lot of cover in the outfield with some of the lineups that they're putting out there. And he's working better at bats. He's hitting home runs. He's playing quality outfield defense, and he's kind of doing whatever the Padres ask of him. He's started, I think, around 75% of the games, and he's kind of just fine with that role.
He kind of got back to what he was doing at the end of last season as far as those at-bats. That's a very good point.
There's nobody that's in the history of baseball that I can think of that's ever led their league in home runs that didn't start all the time. And he's got a chance, actually, to do that. I think he's only three behind Yelich right now as they start this series with the Brewers. AJ Cassavell is with us from MLB.com. My mind works backwards when I see a series like we saw over the weekend in Denver. So I was really impressed with Luis Perdomo, 2 2/3 scoreless innings. How did that happen yesterday? Jesus Tinoco, 3 hitless innings yesterday for the Rockies out of the bullpen. How did that happen yesterday?
I was like, I know I wasn't paying a lot of attention, but I didn't know the Padres had that guy in it.
No, they didn't.
Sense. Okay.
And the Padres bullpen finished off the series by retiring the final 10 Colorado Rocky batters in order. So there was some really weird stuff that happened beyond the obvious stuff, because somebody had to get a couple of outs somewhere. Yeah. At least somebody did, thankfully, or we'd still be sitting there.
Luis Perdomo's, I think for the whole series, it was 5 1/3 scoreless.
Yeah.
Innings.
Oh, so okay. I didn't even know that.
It was more than five. He's looked really good lately. Trey Wingenther had a couple really good innings in that comeback game on Friday night.
Right.
When they went to him in the bottom of the ninth inning and needed cover for the 10th, too, and he shut him down for those two innings. It didn't feel like – that kind of felt like a moment where he – another run was going to score because they were coming so rapidly, and then for two innings, Trey Wingenther shuts down the Rockies, and that gets forgotten in all of it because he's the ninth most important piece of the weekend. But he was still a really important piece. It was just such a crazy weekend that those things get lost. But they are worth pointing out because the Padres don't win those two games without him, without Perdomo. Mm-hmm. The comebacks were kind of cool because they weren't. I know Renfroe hit the three homers and he had home runs in both of the rallies on Friday and then the rally on Sunday.
But
it wasn't just him. There was a lot to the comebacks. There were guys working walks and guys understanding the situation that when you're down by three runs in the ninth inning, you don't need to hit a home run with no one on base. Manny Machado and Eric Hosmer working walks to kind of get that rally going. So it was really. I was going to say really interesting baseball, but was it baseball?
I don't know. But like
it was Colorado Rocky baseball.
It was a little bigger than baseball, but it was fun. Is there any chance that any of it can carry over for the Padres? I mean, because the one thing they've had trouble is scoring runs without the home run, and even in this series, they scored a ton of runs without the home run.
Yeah, and that's partly what goes into Coors Field because that outfield is so big. It's up to them to make that series a launching point. They have a tough series this week against Milwaukee. Then they have some off days. I think they'll kind of be able to reset their pitching staff, which has been knocked around a lot lately. The three off days coming up in an eight-day stretch are going to help them a lot to reshuffle what things are.
Yeah, because the euphoria wears off of this terrific record-setting series in Denver, but the issue with that is that the Padres and the Rockies both used a lot of pitching. We talked about a 27-plus innings pitched by the Padres bullpen.
That's insane.
Three games. That's three games worth of bullpen use. And so reportedly, Logan Allen's going to come up and make the start tomorrow. What are you hearing on those fronts?
Yeah, so Logan Allen's going to debut tomorrow, and he's I don't know that was always the plan, but the fact that they have no cover, they might have gone to a bullpen day on Tuesday, but the bullpen's just so fried right now that they can't do it. So he'll be called up. Tonight it's imperative that Joey Lucchese goes out there and gives him six, seven innings because the bullpen, there have been times where the bullpen's been tested, but I can't remember one like this where every single guy, even the guys who were rested yesterday, pitched a lot the day before that. And the guys who pitched yesterday also pitched other games in the series. So it's as difficult a maneuvering job for Andy Green as I think we've seen with the bullpen.
How much of an issue did the Padres have with umpire Tim Welke? Because it seemed like this was a carryover maybe of what happened here in San Diego with Manny putting the bat down. Was there any talks of that after the game?
No, kind of surprisingly, no. Manny didn't even know that it was Welke.
That doesn't surprise me.
So I think they were just frustrated with his strike zone. And
both teams were.
Both teams were the whole entire night. Yeah. The Padres were chirping before that whole thing got set off. So I think they were just frustrated with some bad calls. And perhaps justifiably so, maybe not Manny's actions after the ejection, but the strike zone was a little iffy. And when you see both teams drawing as much as they were, I think I don't always pay attention to the strike zone when I'm watching the game because my angle isn't always the best for it. But when you see the dugout chirping like that, that's when you know it might be a little off, and that's what the Padres took exception with.
Does he have any chance to win the suspension? He's appealing it. He's got a one-game suspension. These things usually end up happening, do they not?
Yeah, they usually end up happening, and sometimes the appeal is just done for the sake of an appeal to kind of take the suspension when you want to take it. I don't think that's the case with this. I don't know that for sure.
Right.
I think Manny intends to go through with this appeal. I don't know that for a fact, but These things usually don't end with a player winning the appeal. So yeah. I would expect the suspension to happen at some point.
It only usually works when there's multiple games that you've been suspended. They may knock one off, but very rarely is there a one-game suspension, and they just completely clear it out. So,
yeah.
AJ, as always, man, we appreciate you having you on.
Hey, read his column today on MLB.com. It was like 9 things that stood out about this series in Denver over the weekend.
He could have gone a lot more, too, if he wanted
to. You could have done 99 things that stood out about
the series. I actually wanted to, and I was limited to 9. I was told I had to keep it to 9.
It was really a good column. Really good. I mean, stuff that you probably didn't even see happen that happened over the weekend in this series.
99
is
issues,
column.
But scoring ain't one.
That wasn't an issue.
AJ Casball, MLB.com. Thank you for joining us, brother. That was AJ Casball on the SDCCU hotline. Vote SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.